Hey, what's up? Welcome to the Bring Back the Poetry podcast. My name is Jason Tomlinson. Thank you so much for joining me. Today's poem is entitled, What's Your Story? If that makes you nervous, just trust that it makes me nervous too. We all have a story to tell, and most of the best stories, interesting, are the stories that are very difficult, the stories that things didn't go so well. Without further ado, I'm going to get right to it. Here is What's Your Story? So often the stories that are better to tell have to do with those times we weren't doing so well, and we made mistakes which led to consequences as we were on both sides of the fences, or maybe we abandoned any hope of being cleaner and walked in foreign countries seeking grass that was greener, only to find it did not exist. And now we're in a place where the point has been missed. Everyone has a story of this kind, where folly leads us to lose our mind. And somehow, we walk away to find God running full on down the driveway. This is everyone. I'm telling y'all what, we have all had life kick us square in the butt and gone head over heels with absolutely no clue. I can honestly say this is me, this is you. But it's so hard to talk about it if we don't want to look bad. Back then, we thought it would all end up glad, and embarrassment followed when it did not. So talking about it puts us in a knot. We'd rather sit back, relax, and deny, while we're sipping on a soda telling a lie, or 10, or 100, or 1,000, or more. But dishonesty renders no conclusion to war. If there is to be any remedy for the junk that weighs down the past of you and me, we must find a way to get our story out there. It won't be easy when we endeavor to bear the very thing that robs us of glory. But let's get started. What's your story? Now, if you want to tell me your story, you certainly may, but you are not obligated to. The reason that I end the poem with a question is because somebody, can I say need? I really hesitate to say need, but somebody, just about, you need to tell somebody your story, because your story isn't just for you. Neither is mine. I've got a group that I tell my story to, my stories, the current story that I'm in right now. I've got a group of guys that I can tell my story to, and I thank God for them. They know who they are. Sometimes I tell my stories to you. Sometimes I tell my stories to lots of people. But there's always a story going on, no matter what. So, I hope you have a person to tell your story to. If you need to find them, I trust that that will happen very soon. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one. Thanks.